Trump breaks record with longest State of the Union speech ever. By Nick Gilbertson on February 24, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump broke the record for a president's longest ever State of the Union speech at 108 minutes. Trump began speaking at 9:11 p.m. ET and concluded his remarks at 10:59 p.m. ET, eclipsing even his 2025 joint address to Congress at 100 minutes on the dot, according to Axios. For 25 years before that, former President Bill Clinton's 2000 address was the longest at 89 minutes. Other marathon State of the Union addresses, per Axios, include Clinton, 1995, 85 minutes. Trump, 2019, 82 minutes. Trump, 2018, 81 minutes. Clinton, 1999, 79 minutes. Trump, 2020, 78 minutes. Clinton, 1998, 77 minutes. Joe Biden, 2023, 73 minutes. Lyndon B. Johnson, 1967, 71 minutes. The president also holds the record for the longest ever presidential nomination acceptance speech, which he said at the 2024 Republican National Convention, RNC. President Trump articulately touted his administration's accomplishments, including cooling inflation, deporting migrant criminals, securing the border, and restoring peace through strength, White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly said in a statement to Breitbart News. He also outlined numerous policy proposals that will further improve the livelihoods of Americans across the country, such as the Great Healthcare Plan, codifying most favored nations agreements, the Ratepayer Protection Plan, the Dalala Law, and more, Kelly added. No president has worked harder on behalf of the American people, so he had a lot to discuss, and the best is yet to come. During an Angel Family Day event at the White House on Monday, Trump promised he would deliver a long speech at the State of the Union. So we have a country that's now doing well. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. We have the most activity we've ever had, he said. I'm making a speech tomorrow night, and you'll be hearing me say that. It's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about. Trump opened his remarks by touting a wide range of accomplishments he has delivered for the American people in his first year back in office, reporting that the state of our union is strong. The first three accomplishments he highlighted included success in securing the southern border, with zero illegal aliens being admitted into the interior of the United States for 9 consecutive months, the lowest murder rate in big cities in at least 125 years, and a just 2.4% rise in the consumer price index and 2.5% core inflation from January 2025 through January 2026. He touted mortgage rates dropping below 6% for the first time in 4 years, the stock market setting 53 record highs since his 2024 election win, and $18 trillion in investment commitments into the United States. He emphasized that under his administration, 600,000 barrels of oil are being produced in the U.S. Venezuela gifted the United States 80 million barrels of oil, the creation of 70,000 new construction jobs, 2.4 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps, the end of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, and the slashing of regulations.